Well, say a child that was born of a black and white marriage, that'd be a, they call them a...
I've heard them called free jacks. And mixed breeds, you know. And they got a lot of names. Well, you know that that's getting more all the time now. There's more intermarriage between black and white. And that's one thing, though, I don't believe it ever intended. I don't believe, well, I believe God, if he'd want them white, he'd made them white. And I believe if he'd want us black, he'd have made us black. And I don't believe in the intermarriage between black and white at all. I don't believe it was ever intended to be. Of course, that's my opinion, and but I feel strong on it because, but I don't believe in mistreating the colored people.
What names did they have for them, those them people that were, say, had it were black and white? What if they had a black grandparent, say?
I wouldn't know man anymore, and they just mixed, what they call mixed breed or mixed blooded, you know, is what it's spoken.
Were there some of them around here?
We had some of them. I'll tell you something, I expect you know that too. Maybe already. But a lot of these colored people, they've taken up their masters, they'd call them name. That's where that come from. You find, now you take like this niggers that wears the name of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there may be some wears your name too. And they say that was taken up from the slaves. They just named themselves after their masters. They claim that's where a lot of that come in at, you know.
I think my folks were too poor to have slaves, but.
I don't know. My grandmother on one side I know had a few. Her husband died during another war. She had two or three slaves. But I'll tell you something else I did know too. And where they, all of this year come up by mistreating the niggers, and most of that was on these big plantations, and that was closer to the Mississippi River where they had the plantations. And then fellas there, you know, they'd have them a saddle horse and a whip, and they'd ride around in the field, you know. That's all they'd done. But out through this country here, you might have a few niggers, and as a rule, they fare just about as good as the whites did because they all eat about the same food, you know, and there wasn't very much difference. There were a few exceptions. I knew of some that mistreated their niggers. I heard of it, you know, had a small bunch of niggers. But that's where the niggers, really, where that come in, white people were so bad to the niggers, was in large plantations where they had gangs of niggers, you know. And from all accounts, they was brutal to them.
Yeah.
They drive them just like they would an animal, you know.
Yeah. Now, you know, there were some people that, there were some people that weren't well off, and they were called, you know them type folks that lived so far out in the country that you'd never see them? They were, them type people, what'd they call them?
Well, of course, they'd term them as poor people. We still have plenty of that.
Yeah.
And backwoods, I guess. Yeah, backwoods. We all could have been termed that real good back then, back there when I was a boy.
Yeah. What about folks that maybe didn't care, didn't get a chance at education, or didn't care to work for themselves, or that sort of thing? You'd say they was...
lazy.
Yeah. They have names for people like that? What would they call them? They just say they were...
Well, I guess mostly just say they was lazy, and they were no count.
Yeah, white people, they say they were.
White trash or something like that, you know.
Yeah.